welcome to Hallo Cheeky, which tonight comes to you from a Trappist monastery. I've got a feeling this isn't going to be a great success. Brother Dennis,
if you please.
Hallo Cheeky. It's not working out. Back to the other one, Dennis. What a funny way to make a living.
I knew the monastery idea was a bad one. If you remember, I said no from the start.
Vividly. I said, how do you feel about taking orders? You said, no, I've already bought a round this year.
Hello, chap. I had rather a nasty shock this morning.
What happened?
I spotted a grey hair on my head.
Just one, that's not bad.
Oh, but this particular grey hair was nibbling a piece of lettuce.
Well, yeah. When I woke this morning, I found that burglars had been in the night and taken everything. My pictures, christening mug, tape recorder, carpets, furniture, everything. It upset me.
What about your wife?
No, they left her. And the ironing board.
What a thought. What would you have done?
Ironed on the floor, I expect. Yeah. Hello?
Hello, it's a burglar here. Am I talking to the blonde puffy one?
Well, yes.
Listen, darling. Do you think I could pop round with the ironing board? This shirt don't half need ironing.
That's my shirt.
How do you know? Describe it.
Well, it's green with a silver thread running through it and a purple polka dots. On the front, there's a red dragon whose eyes light up, and on the back, Battersea Power Station with chimneys that smoke.
Can you be a bit more specific?
15 and a half collar?
Sorry, 15.
Oh, it's not mine. Sorry. Goodbye.
Bye.
Meanwhile, just outside a pawnbroker's shop on a bitterly cold day. Funny that. I always thought pawnbrokers had... Well, they have.
Hi, fans. It's Dennis King. That's me. Sting like a butterfly and dance like a bee. I love a girl, her name is Joanna, and I sing her songs as I play my organ. Shall I go off now?
Yes. And now it's time to go over to our interview studio where Tom Filth is talking to Jovian Bodymead, principal dancer with the Royal Ballet Company.
Good evening, Jovian.
Good evening.
Good Lord, what an enormous bottom you've got.
What?
I do beg your pardon. That's the one thing they didn't want me to mention. What a funny thing for me today. Tell me, Jovian, you didn't become a principal dancer overnight. You presumably started at the bottom.
Bottle.
In the chorus.
Yes, that's right.
Did you enjoy those days, or is it nice to feel that you've got that all behind you? Not that. No, there's nothing behind. On the other side of being a star, you do, of course, have an enormous following. A lot of fans. Do you sometimes feel sat upon? Put upon when they come backside. Stage. Backstage. I mean, does it matter to you what posterior? Posterity. Posterity. Things. For example, what ballet would you like to be remembered for?
I think Midsummer Night's Dream.
Where you dance the role of Puck?
No, bottom.
No, bottom. No, bottom. You're joking. It's enormous. Oh, I see. Oh, you must think I'm just a stupid guy. Ask anybody and they'll tell you I'm just a bumbling, not a ling idiot. Mr. Bodymead, I think we'd better finish this interview before it reaches rockabye, baby. Have a drink, Jovian.
Yeah.
Bottoms up. Oh, what a terrible end. Oh, dear. No, it didn't mean... Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, on the Serpentine, not 1,000 miles from a duck's... Ah, here we go again.
Come in, number 6. Your time's up. Oh, sorry. Number 9, are you all right?
John?
Yes, Tim?
Have you noticed anything funny about Barry?
Not yet, but he might improve in the second half.
I've had enough.
I'm going solo.
Rubbish.
I am doing a tour of France.
On a bicycle?
No, in theatres as an impersonator.
But you can't speak French.
Oh, oui, I can.
Can you?
Coffee hold of this, monsieur. Maestro, or rather Dennis. S'il vous plaît. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Je suis Paris Crié, avec some impersonations de TV stars anglaises. Voilà la première impersonation. Monsieur Larry Grayson.
Ferme cette porte là.
Monsieur Alfred Garnett.
Vous stupid vieille vache.
Monsieur Bruce Forsyth.
Bon, avouez-vous, bon.
Est-ce qu'il n'a pas fait bien?
Monsieur Ed Stewart.
Matin.
Monsieur Jimmy Young.
Ici Jim sur la radio.
Monsieur Tommy Cooper.
Exactement comme ça.
Possiblement
comme ça.
Non, comme ça. Et en conclusion pour vous, les Français... Je proudly present une star française.
Who's that?
Marcel Marceau.
And now, in answer to all those people who think things can't get worse, the Dennis King Trio.
Everyone worships that girl from afar. Everyone says she outshines every star. But they've never dragged her from under a bar. She's just an old slob to me. Everyone says other girls can't compare. The long golden tresses, so silky and fair. But under her wig is her own greasy hair. She's just an old slob to me. She's a dream without question. The kind of dream you get with indigestion. Hundreds of men say her looks drive them mad. They envy the hours alone that I've had. But scrape off the paint, she looks like Steptoe's dad. And she's just an old slob, a really rough job. Yes, she's just an old slob to me.
That music means it's time for Hello Cheeky's personal column, where you, the listener, can send messages to you, the other listener.
Owner of Chihuahua wishes to meet owner of St. Bernard, object a damn good laugh.
Unfrocked priest wants his frock back. Box 49.
The Dennis King Appreciation Society require new members. So far, we only have his left leg.
Herbert? Hi, fans. Dennis Big Boy King here. That bit about my left leg, it isn't true. Ah!
He's fallen over.
So would you, with only one leg. Come on, Dennis. Give me a hand and I'll help you up.
You're not having my hand as well. My hand's worth more than that.
Prove it.
All right, I will. Meanwhile, in some auction rooms, just next to the man with a funny twitch who's about to go bankrupt.
Right, now, what am I bid for this genuine Dennis King hand? Do I hear £20? Of course I do, I just said it. Do I have any bids? No, in that case, I shall break the hand down into smaller lots. What am I bid for this little finger? Cheeky little thing, isn't it? Make an ideal pet or astound your friends. Put it up your nose or in a matchbox.
see them die of shock.
John, hang on, that's my finger you've got.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's fully authenticated.
But it hurts.
Pull yourself together, man. It's a question of mind over matter. I don't mind, so it doesn't matter.
I won't allow it. You can't sell my finger.
Well, you're no fun anymore. Court adjourned.
Auction.
Auction adjourned, then, and back to the studio. Dennis, a word in your little shell-like. You haven't really had your hand removed. You've still got all your fingers. It's a web of fantasy we weave. We are pretending, acting.
Oh, sorry.
So I should think. I'm like a right Burk in that auction room. I shall never live it down.
But you said it wasn't real.
Now, come on, you two. Enough of this pretentious surrealism.
He's been at the dictionary again. Hampstead's man of letters. Next week, we're getting him onto numbers.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but a steamroller would be a lot quicker. Let's all kiss and make up.
Ooh, watch it, sunshine.
And treat ourselves to a nice meanwhile, or better still, an encyclopedia of the air. Encyclopedia of the air, letter D.
Double entendre, or double meaning. First found in a 16th century handbook on the gelding of young bulls.
Bullocks.
Exactly. Thank you. And now it's time for Going for a Song.
Lady Antonia Phrasebook, what do you make of that?
Disgusting!
Oh, good Lord, we're on the air. Well, you're being handed the object now, Antonia. What do you make of it?
Well, it's metal, fairly modern, I would say. Quite honestly, I've never seen anything like it before. Oh, wait a minute. Some sort of inscription. BBC.
That's the microphone, dear. The object is beside you. What do you make of it, Arthur?
Hang on a minute while I screw my eye in. Oh, yes, this really is a beauty, and a lot of hard work has gone into making it beautiful, that's obvious. I've never seen anything like it before, either. However, I'm going to stick my neck out and do an impression of a giraffe. But before I do, I'd hazard a guess from this mark on the bottom that it's an 18th century butter churn.
You're so close, Arthur. It is, in fact, Barbara Cartland.
Take your hand off my bottom.
Oh, I do beg your pardon, Barbara.
Not at all. I quite enjoyed it.
Are you willing to put a price on it, Arthur?
Oh, I should say about £100.
Make it guineas and you're on.
And they were never seen again. Meanwhile, we carry on with a message to all motorists travelling on the M53 from Cheltenham to Devizes. Please say there will be some delays to traffic as this motorway hasn't been built yet.
And now it's time for a Hello Cheeky 10-second theatre production.
Get back, sir! Get back!
That was The Taming of the Shrew. Which we are presenting in repertory with this.
Oh, Giuseppe, I can't go on much longer. I'm a bursting.
Your prayers are answered, Vittorio. There's only one over there. Oh, no, and another one over there.
Two gentlemen of Verona.
That was a lavatory joke.
Yes, but a Shakespearean lavatory joke.
Well, that's all right, then. Shouldn't it have been The Two Gentlemen of Verona?
Shut up.
I will.
Thank you. Meanwhile, in a tent just outside Waterloo. Not that Waterloo. This Waterloo.
Napoleon.
Oui.
Look, are you trying to make me do another lavatory joke?
Certainly not. What do you wish, mon brave?
Mon général, Josephine is living.
Pourquoi, why? I told her not tonight. I didn't say anything about this afternoon. And tell her to get her hair done. Although what difference that is going to make, I don't know. Well, unless anyone has anything more to add, I suggest we all return to how you say hello, Chiqui, in the 20th century.
Hey, mind where you're going.
Sorry, Dennis, I didn't know you'd be standing there.
Where have you all been? I was getting worried about you. I haven't been paid yet.
We've been at Waterloo with Napoleon.
Who played Napoleon?
John.
Well, what about me?
No, just Napoleon.
I would have been a perfect Napoleon.
He's right, you know. It's a well-known medical fact that people with a really acute Napoleon complex have what is called a Dennis King complex. They're not only small and want to take over the world, they imagine they can play the piano as well.
And a pair of them to you, mate.
Are you giving me a pair of fingers, Dennis?
Too right I am, fatty.
Okay, you're on. What am I bid for these two fingers? And may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we got 150 guineas here last week for a pair of matching Harvey Smiths.
£4,000!
This is William Hardcastle with the World at One. A record price was paid today at an auction at Limpristi's for a pair of fingers. The purchaser, a Mrs. Thatcher, said that there were certain gestures a lady could not make which had proved a severe handicap in her political career. However, she felt that her newly acquired fingers, mounted on a stick, would prove a perfectly satisfactory compromise. When later in the house she was derided by a government front bencher on her economic policy, she showed him a pair of kings. Two aces and a jack, with the cry, "Beat that wedgie or remove your trousers." And now, over to another idiot.
It's just been announced from Westminster that in accordance with national policy, in future, Mr. Michael Foot is to be known as Michael Nearly 1 meter. Later in the programme, I will be talking to a man who makes models of matchsticks out of bits of the Taj Mahal. Meanwhile, here is Dennis King playing a piece of piano and eight fingers.
Oxtail soup is better than falling in love. Oxtail soup, when your spirits droop, is something that's worth thinking of. Keep your jet set trips to the Bahamas. Just let me curl up in my pink pajamas with some oxtail soup, oxtail soup. Life can be happy and full when you sit with a cup full of heaven made from the blunt end of a bull.
Hey, you fellows, have you seen this in the paper? Apparently, they've found a monkey that talks.
What?
Listen to this. The church in danger, primate speaks out.
Fool, that's the Archbishop of Canterbury.
In that case, why does it go on to say, after his talk, he poured a cup of tea over his neighbour, leapt into the air and swung away through the trees? His Grace is believed to be suffering from overwhelm. Oh, you're right. Tonight we have a strange story to tell. The one about the Irishman who went into a laundrette with three socks and said, "Is this a sex boutique?" And the woman
said... No, it isn't.
You've heard it.
It isn't that story. Let's have the other.
And the next line's been cut.
Tim, would you take over?
I'll get you a playtime junkie. Yeah. Hello, everyone. Get on with it, bitch.
Our story starts as the last bus leaves the depot to commence its run to Leighton.
Who'd want to run a Leighton, but that's another story.
The one about the Irishman who went in. Missed. And fog in low-lying areas.
The scene, the bus depot, the time 11:30 p.m. The conductress is talking to her driver.
What's the matter, Harry?
Can't get the damn thing started.
Shall I ring maintenance?
No, I'll have a look under the bonnet myself.
Do you want a screwdriver?
Hello? No, we weren't going to do that joke.
Pardon? No, the one about the Irishman who went...
Oh, he's hung up.
Who was that?
The censor. He thought we were going to do a double meaning.
As if we would. Last time we tried one, he took it out straight away. Don't answer it. The bus turned into the high street.
That's a clever trick.
And made its way to the first request stop.
Hurry along there, please.
Do you go to Putney?
No, dear.
Says Putney on the front.
Says Albran on the back, but I don't take it.
Think I've been on this bus before. Where are you going?
Leighton.
Okay, that'll do. I am Cyrus P. Shooter, incredibly rich American financier, who has been compelled to leave the States due to allegations of massive misappropriation of company funds.
That's nice, dear. I'll tie.
A pleasure.
Cheeky. First, please.
One to Leighton, darling.
You're a well set up young tart, dear.
I am, in fact, tomorrow early closing. Travelling incognito.
That's nice, dear. Have I seen your face somewhere else?
No, it has always been here on the top of my shoulders. I am an incredibly beautiful film star and part-time sex symbol who has fled Hollywood before the exposure of my affair with the head of the studio.
That's nice, dear. First, please.
Von to Leighton, gemütlich.
You're not from these parts, are you, mein Herring?
No, I am, in fact, Wolfgang Planck, incredibly evil Nazi war criminal and rhyming slang. Former denizen of the Brazilian jungle, here to destroy evidence that could implicate me in the notorious Hamburg Tesco scandal.
That's nice, dear. Danke.
Bitte.
Oh, you mustn't be. Life's a carousel. Could you move your bazooka, dear? It's blocking the gangway.
I was only obeying orders.
Of course you were, dear. We're all tools.
Speak for yourself.
First, please.
They say I killed her, but it was Carl. He framed me. I wasn't even there that night, but they won't believe me. Oh, God, where can I go? Where can I go?
Other than Leighton, dear, your permutations are somewhat restricted, if you'll pardon the expression. Hold tight, dear. Why, it's Mr. Hercule Parrot, the legendary French detective, hero of a thousand investigations and possessed of a mind whose Gallic intuition has made men boggle, and whose reputation is the envy of police from Rio de Janeiro to Ryslip.
Hello, hello, hello.
Move your accordion, dear. It's blocking the gangway. Oh, no. That nice young man who claimed to be wrongly accused murderer slumped in his seat.
Slumped?
What's happened? Is he dead? But how? Who could have done it and why? What possible reason could there be?
Lock the bus. Everybody stay where they are. One of you must be the killer.
We present Murder on the Night Bus to Leighton Orient, a Pallid production, starring Reg Varney as Linda Lovelace, Barbara Windsor as Pinky and Perky, and introducing Brian Clough as the Dartford Tunnel.
Written by Joe Bugner, from an idea by Disgusted of Tunbridge Wells.
We would like to acknowledge the help given to this production by Linda, the producer's secretary, who did all the typing.
Murder on the Night Bus to Leighton Orient.
So, we have a problem, mon amies. Observe, one man is dead, and only four of you on this bus. What a little teaser.
I'm not. When I say it, I mean it.
Silence. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
No, not. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. What is this on the floor? A piece of broken elastic.
Oh, God, around my ankles.
Giscard d'Estaing.
No, knickers.
I fancy another wild goose.
You dare? I never liked him.
Who?
Dev O'Connor.
What has that to do with this case?
Nothing, but at least it's sincere.
Have a care, madam.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we'll have two. They're only small.
So they are.
Mind the bit in the middle is nutty. No.
Very, very nutty.
Oh, I shall reconstruct.
You do, you clean it up yourself.
The body's there in the front seat. You, Miss Closink, there. You, Herr Planck, there. You, Mr. Shooter, there. And you, Ethel, here. I have it. You are all behind him.
Oh.
Oh, please, please. I have a little knack.
But you keep smiling, don't you?
Sacre yellow.
They cut sacre blue.
No. I have the denouement.
I got some tablets in my locker.
You, Miss Closink, are actually the dead man's wife, Madge, who conspired with your lover, the so-called Cyrus P. Shooter, who is actually your man from the Pru, to murder him by luring the unfortunate fellow to a flat in Leighton. I always remember to breathe when I'm talking. Under the pretext of having his bunions done by seductive chiropodist Wendy Red Robin, who is in actual fact you, Herr Planck!
No.
Just a shot in the dark. Back to the massage table.
Don't you mean back to the drawing board?
You go where you want and I'll go where I want.
All right, I confess, it was me. Shut up, you little fool. It's no good. I can't live with it any longer. Shut up your mouth or I will shut it for you. Now, I'm seeing you as you really are. You think I really loved you, you cheap trash? No, I see it all. You are just using me. Be quiet. I'm going to tell them everything. You are going to tell them nothing, you hear? Oh, take that and that. Oh, you fiend!
I wrote that bit, you know.
Part two. My ruse succeeded. I put my finger on it.
Hercule, you're wonderful.
Ethel, you're right. Mr. Shooter, you are free to go. Ethel, I will see you behind the bus shelter.
You're going to ravish me twice.
Twice?
You're not in a hurry, are you?
Not so fast, my friend.
Mr. Shooter, Hercule, he's got a gun.
Son of a pig.
Piglet.
Correct. Be careful, my little cabbage. He has his Beretta sticking out of his sleeve.
Now, there's a novelty.
Take this bus to Croydon.
Will Cyrus Peashooter successfully hijack the bus?
Has Ethel any more elastic?
Is Tim Brooke Taylor pushing his luck playing two parts?
Do you require a versatile pianist for your next bar mitzvah or social function? Tune in next week
to what?
This.
Ta-ra, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky.
This program was written by John Junkin, Tim Brooke Taylor and Barry Cry. The music was played by the Dennis King Trio. And the program was produced by Oliver Rogers.